Hala da kesin anladım diyelim şeyi. Cembasan yeçim ne diyor son şey peki son ya tersam gomsum yemden çeliği ben ye ya çık yani kebam onu bir yiyen çık gombar mahçe adı hani tahta çık madde var o da dedi ki da çık kaşı yimbala mayimbar o da dedi ki hani çık ne çık mamura son şahıs dedi zanım gel ya hani çık lopçuna çeliği hani dövar uçuk maçın maçı yani karşı oraya dağlar reyesen peki macun oraya macun oraya hani kebap mağbı bir şey yapıldı uçuyene hani yani ya da uçuyene hani, sanki cümle deyici tarda uçuyene kumbada kar reyesi ağasın hani çi kebap mağbı bir şey yapıldı uçuyene hani lama deyince bak ula yani ya da hani çike çözüm konusun ceba yiyinseci ama ceba reyesen deyikore kesin deyikore şişu anda.
Good evening. So last time we looked at how Jai Rinpoche made a really tremendous effort to come to understand the Buddha's intent. He studied and meditated on the Buddha's teachings in a way that is really quite remarkable. He studied a vast array of the Buddha's teachings, as well as the commentaries from the great Indian masters, as well as Tibetan masters as well. And we relied on many living teachers in addition to studying the great commentaries and the original sutras of the Buddha. And moreover, in addition to this, he made many supplications to the Buddha and to Manjushri. He engaged in extensive acts of accumulation and purification. And he did all of this repeatedly over a sustained period so that he could eradicate all doubts that were still present and come to understand the ultimate intent or the actual intent of the Buddha.
Ani gomba tsewa res ta dine za da ani gane tse res ne ta dine ge shung dine ja chen bo ya dine lo pyeong che ba yin se ja ndi kor ma shu ya re dine.
And in order to, in this process of seeking out the intended meaning of the Buddha Dhamma, then we come to our next verse, which is still to do with this topic, how Jai Rinpoche studied a vast array of texts.
Ācīk tī tīrī tā, dēcē rāngshīn dēbā yī, shūmāng dālā jāngbā nā, chīchir tīsum trāvā yī, dāgī yī nī kundu dūngs.
That's the 48th verse. At that time, as I studied numerous texts of our own and other schools of thought, an ever-growing net of doubts tormented my anguished mind.
Dēsē rāngshīn dēbā yī shūngmāṅ dālā jāngbā nā sīrī dā dēyī cē sīrī dā kēpā māngbū yī shiāb lō tū chē nē sāng yī jīmdēn yī thār tū yī gōngbā dā kār rē nā sīn chē lōb chōng chīn tū chē nē dā sī chē cē yī gāb lā sī gōrō dēnē gāb lā nē gār gār rē sī nē rāngshīn dēbā yī sī rāngshīn sīrī jidāng nōm yū nōngā tō rāng dē dā shēn dē lā pē rāng dē sē dē nāng bē gī nāng bā tī chē shēn dē lā tō chī rū pē dē bā tō gō gō rē rāng dē shēn dā shēn dē lā pē tō dā dē gāp tō rāng dē dā shēn dē sē dē rāng dē sē dē rāng dē umā bā sē gō rō umā bā shēn dē lā pē tā shēn gī tā mā ngō mā wā lā sō bā sēm tā bā jē rā mā tō dē bā lā sō bā rāng dā shēn gī dē bā sē dē rāng dē dā shēn dē sē dē dā dē dē lā gō gō rē.
Looking at the first two lines, at that time, as I studied numerous texts of our own and others, other schools of thought. So the first three words refers to as a link to the previous verse, which was in the previous verse, Jai Rinpoche was referring to how he studied diligently and continuously the various texts of scholars to come to understand the intended meaning of the Buddha Dhamma. And at that time, he studied our own and other schools of thought. So this expression, our own and other schools, usually refers to the Buddha Dhamma and the teachings of other religions. But in this context, our own refers to the middle way philosophical view, and other schools refer to the other Buddhist tenets, such as which are Vaibhashika and Sautrantika, than the mind-only schools. So that is what our own and other schools of thought refers to here. here, the varying Buddhist tenets, with our own being that of the middle way. And to come to understand the intended meaning of the Buddha, he didn't just read one or two brief texts, but he studied numerous texts of both the Madhyamaka philosophical view as well as the other Buddhist tenets. Just bear with me while I look up a term quickly. What we have here is referring to studying numerous texts. So as you heard, this is relating to what we see in the next line there, as in terms of the varying philosophical tenets. But it isn't restricted to only that, but he also studied what has become known as the great texts. So he studied the middle way view as presented by the masters Nagarjuna and Aryadeva. He also studied the text on valid cognition by Dignaga and Dhammakirti. And then he studied the ornament of clear realizations, that collection of texts by Maitreya and Asanga. And then he also studied the Vinaya texts, which were Guna Prabha and Sakya Prabha. So here when we see studied numerous texts, it explicitly is relating in our context to tenets, but it should be understood in a far broader way that Jerenpuche studied in a vast array of texts as well as in incomparable depth. When you're studying the tenets, you became really, really skilled in understanding the differing tenets' presentation on the paths to be cultivated within oneself in order to attain the goals of liberation and omniscience. So you became skilled in understanding the schools of Abhashika and Saujantika, mind only, and the middle way school, the four Buddhist philosophical schools, in how they presented the entire path that lead to the attainment of the goals of liberation and omniscience.
And
He came to understand this not just through reading a little bit here and there, but reading a vast array of texts. For example, in Tenets, there are many different texts that write about the that explain the varying differing philosophical views within Buddhism. And he came to understand these well, and in addition to these, he also he studied the what became known as the great texts, those to do with a middle way view, with those on the perfection of wisdom sutras, the ornaments of clear realization, as well as those to do with valid cognition, and the Vinaya. And through his understanding of, through his detailed understanding of the various philosophical tenets within Buddhism, that added to his understanding of the presentation of these five great texts, of, say, the presentation on valid cognition and the texts on ornaments of clear realization. So, yes, in this way, he became phenomenally learned, skilled, and experienced.
Jimba, Jimbe, Yamne, Sujin, Yamne, Sujin, Yamne, that Jashu Sim, that is Sugi Tolia, and Shirajai Kabas Yamarwa. That got a Kabas more than Tavigi, Tony Topi, Tawas, and Tavigi, Chogida, Tavigo, Yamne, Chitadilla, Kabarim, Kahan, Chadu, or what?
When you talk about understanding the different parts of the differing tenets within Buddhism, there's not so much difference. There's not much difference in on the method side, which includes practices such as patience and concentration and the like. So that side of the Buddha Dhamma, there's not much difference in terms of the training of or the practice. But on the so that's the method side. But on the wisdom side, that is where the difference is found. So the presentation of the view and the cultivation of the view, or the method for training in the cultivation of the view, that is primarily where the differences reside in the different Buddhist philosophical views.
Chiru dundu juba jimbe jimba, pasha de jeba bangu gore, di ma bana sanyo kuma tuk tuk mare se se. That sim jimbe di shio, that di khun jera ma wadang dodi ba china, sim jimbe she sonya di, dawa di tuyos, dawa di, karsu tap sawa ching ruwa, sawa ching ruwa. That di li ande, that di ni ma rangyu bigi la yung du, karsu wosana, o da, karsu sim jimbe karsu chue tam che, siyawang, Gumbasina Demba Dubare Legurva, Demba Dubare, na Chiru Dundu Madubare Mother, Demba Dubare, Demba Dubayore Legurva. On the name that Umaranji Bekala was no. Oh, that's in Zambaki, the Chiru Dundu Duba, Simbe Pamba Zamji, and then Sanjo Goma took 2 months. Sanjo Goma Toba Pamala, Denzin Pango, what is Denzin Payala, Pavalan, Demba Maduba to the Tonyo to be Shara Kovich Pango, what is and then Jena, Che Tamje, and then Demba Madubare. Madubares,
As we've just heard, that the difference between the varying philosophical tenets is primarily to do with the wisdom side. So the goal of the Buddha Dharma is for beings to attain the state of omniscience. Well, that's the supreme state that can be attained. And in order to attain that, then there are the obscurations that need to be abandoned, that which is preventing one from arising as a Buddha, those need to be abandoned. Now, what those are, and what the antidote to them, in other words, objects of negation, abandonment, and the antidotes to them, this is where there is a difference between the philosophical schools. This is the primary difference between the philosophical schools. So to mention in brief, so the lowest philosophical schools, that of the Vaibhashika and the Sautrantika, they say it is sufficient to abandon the selflessness of persons together with its seeds and imprints in order to attain the omniscient state. So that for them is, in brief, what needs to be abandoned in order to attain liberation or attain enlightenment. A higher philosophical school, that of the Chittamatrans, they say that is grossly insufficient to attain omniscience. Rather, one needs to abandon the obscurations to omniscience. And the obscurations to omniscience is something the Vaibhashika and Sautrantika schools don't present at all. They don't talk about these. But the Chittamatrans do. But what are these obscurations to omniscience? So the Chittamatrans say that these are the grasping of a apprehender and the apprehended as being different substances. That, together with their imprints, that is what needs to be abandoned. So that's what they say the obscurations to omniscience are. Then we come to the middle way school, the Madhyamakas. And they have two divisions into the Svatantika and the Prasangika. The Svatantika say the Chittamatrans, they're getting closer because they're at least talking about the obscurations to omniscience. But they haven't identified correctly what those obscurations to omniscience are. The Chittamatrans do not abandon true grasping. And it's true grasping that needs to be abandoned in order to attain liberation or enlightenment. So Svatantika say that the obscurations to omniscience is to abandon true grasping together with its imprints. And they say all phenomena don't exist truly, but we grasp as it as such in, as existing such, and that needs to be abandoned together with their inference. But then the Madhyamaka Svatantika, they go on to say, whilst no phenomena exist truly, they do exist inherently. And that then is the key difference with the higher school, the second division of the Madhyamaka, that of the Prasangika. The Prasangika says, as we've heard many times, phenomena do not exist truly nor inherently. There is not a difference between true existence and inherent existence, according to the higher school, that of Prasangika. So they say the obscurations to omniscience is the true grasping, together with the seeds and imprints that need to be abandoned. And but where their difference is with the Svatantika is Svatantika say phenomena don't exist truly, but they do exist inherently. Prasangika say that is mistaken. True existence, inherent existence is the same thing, and all phenomena are empty of both. The two lower philosophical schools, that of the Vaibhashika and Svatantika, they talk about, or they accept, the selflessness of persons. And they see that and for them, the selflessness of persons to be realized is that the self is empty of being self-sufficient, substantially existent. So they do talk about the selflessness of persons, and this is realized by wisdom realizing the selflessness of persons. But they only talk about the selflessness of persons. All the other two philosophical schools, the Chittamatrans and the Madhyamakas, they accept selflessness of persons, but they also talk about the selflessness of phenomena. So this selflessness of phenomena is something the Vaibhashika and Svatantika don't discuss, don't meditate on. It's not part of their tenets, their philosophical view. But the other two schools, the Chittimattrins and both middle way schools, the Madhyamakas, they talk about both the selflessness of persons and selflessness of phenomena. So the Chittimattrins, so when they talk that phenomena are selfless, but they are, and they talk about selfless meaning empty of true existence. And so when they talk about emptiness of true existence, this will refer to the selflessness of persons and phenomena. But they, in terms of phenomena, their understanding of the emptiness of true existence means that the phenomenon is empty of external establishment. So that again is slightly different, or somewhat different, from the higher philosophical school of the Madhyamakas. So looking at the two Madhyamakas then, the first being the Svatantika. So they again say that they accept selflessness of persons, selflessness of phenomena, and they say that these are empty of true existence, and this is what needs to be realized, and the mind that realizes is the wisdom realizing true existence. But phenomena still exist inherently. So whilst phenomena, the selflessness of persons, selflessness of phenomena, all phenomena lack true existence, but exist inherently. So that's their view. The Prasangika view, the higher division of the middle way view, of the Madhyamaka view, is that all phenomena, the self and all other phenomena, are both empty of true existence and empty of inherent existence, and the wisdom that realizes this is the wisdom realizing the emptiness of inherent existence or the emptiness of true existence. And they don't, the Prasangika, don't assert any difference between true existence and inherent existence or their emptiness. They say there's no difference between these. So this Prasangika view, the highest view, this is the one we're most familiar with in the sense we've heard the most about it. And this is the actual antidote to our afflicted minds together with their seeds and imprints. So again, the actual antidote, what is the direct contrary mind to the root cause of our suffering, is this understanding of the Prasangika view, that all phenomena lack inherent existence, lack true existence. And the wisdom that realizes that is our actual antidote to our afflictions, their seeds and imprints. So what we see in the between these varying philosophical views is difference in terms of subtlety, the difference in terms of objects of abandonment and negation, as well as the wisdoms that do that, or that realize that, but it really comes down to differing degrees of subtlety. Looking now just at the three lower schools, Vaibhashika, Svatantika, Chittimattrins. So they hold that all phenomena are truly existent. And so this would be all impermanent phenomena are truly existent because they arise from causes and conditions. And therefore, they are truly existent. So they assert that not only are phenomena truly existent, but they are so because they they arise from causes and conditions. If they were not truly existent, they assert, they could not rise from causes and conditions. So this is a view of the Vaibhashika, Svatantika, and Chittimattrins.
Dembar drup na gane chingo gorsana, lue pa xa pa ma yin pa che, lue ma xa pa, Lui shaba mayimba rangungu ni jubti bachi kukuresi. Lui pama shaba mayimba rangungu ni jubba shin kukuresi. Denpa jubna. Uma rangyubi le kukuresi. Labta tiruwa. Uma rangyubi.
Uma rangyubi ya
kukuresi. Uma rangyubi kala kukuresi ne. Gyuji ke chuti ki denpa jubba maresi. Denpa jubna gani shin kukuresi labna. Lui pama mashakwa shi rangungu ni jubba shin kukuresi. Lui pama mashakwa.
Mashakwa.
Lui pama mashakwa rangungu ni jubba shin kukuresi. Lui sha zam na kukuresi ma. Lupa, Mashapa, Tope, Taka, Mayimba, Rangon, Tuba, your Marisa. Chetam, you talk with Padagorwa, did he talk with Padagorwa? Says that the nigger talk with Matapa, Koron, Tutu, Yena, tell a temper to what I guess.
It is cooker, some not hungry. Okay, young Kagana?
Che, Ganesna, Pad, Dizigi, Chitigan, Lu, talk with Padapa, yes.
So we just mentioned the three of the four tenets, the Vaibhashika, Sautantika, and Chittamatra. Then we come to the Madhyamaka, and there are two divisions. So first the lower division, that of Svatantika. So they say that all compounded phenomena, all impermanent phenomena, they do arise from causes and conditions, so there they agree with the Vaibhashika, Sautantika, and Chittamatrans. But where they disagree, they say they are not truly existent. So there is a distinction. The Svatantika do not accept true existence. And what is the reason they assert that phenomena are not truly existent? If phenomena were truly existent, they wouldn't need to be imputed by mind, because the object being truly existent, it would exist from its own side and wouldn't rely on imputation by mind. So the Svatantika accept imputation by mind, and they say that if a phenomenon were truly existent, if it were truly existent, it would exist from its own side and would not need to be imputed by mind. And just a point then to make here is we're hearing the Svatantika talk about imputed by mind. And from what we hear, usually hear, there's a term missing, and they don't use this term, merely imputed by mind. So that is not a term they're using, but they accept imputation by mind. And they say because a phenomenon is needs to be imputed by mind, it cannot be truly existent. Then the ultimate view, or the final view of Svatantika, is that phenomena need to be imputed by mind. There's nothing that exists that is not imputed by mind. As we've just heard, because phenomena are imputed by mind, they do not truly exist. And when the meditator comes to realize this, they have realized emptiness. When they've come to realize that all phenomena are imputed by mind, and therefore are empty of true existence, they have realized emptiness, and the wisdom that has realized this emptiness of true existence, so wisdom realizing emptiness, and that is the antidote to the afflictions, the seeds, and imprints.
Maranji Bige, Benet Tisi or Dangazu Kansa, said Pa, Cheva Chiendu, Dangazum Gine, Kansa, Temba Tru Maru, Cheva Chesh or Wada, Chisan Kansa, Cheva Chiendu, two Chinacron to get Kansa, said the candidates to Cheva Chidu, the Pumboda, and the Munashin, Cheva, the Pumboda, the Nigitene, Gine, Minus, Kansa said. Chisan da Kansa, Pa, Cheva Chidu, She Nang, Sheba, Pa, Cheva Chidu, and She Be Nang and Sheba, Rapa Rapa, the Gitaba, Kansa, Chal Minus. And the Gazam Giliapa, Jefferson, the Yigi Shepherd, Tamo, the Yigi number Shepherd, the Giwang Amale, Yigi number Shepherd, Giwang Amale, to Dinma, the Mutuchen, Giwa Tadele Yungdu, Chena, the Niki Midi, Chi to the Giwa Chimodo Handia, and the Yigi number Shepherd. So the Yigi number Shepherd, the Gun Tuchen, and Namane, Dine, and Mombandu, Chen Sanja Kumato, Dryad, Kowal, Chazan Koran, the Yigi number Shepherd. Chizan Gansa said, Yigi number Shepherd, I said. Sedang koran juga tu cewa cewa tu, tanah kalau ikan nama cewa di tu ni go ni aje na. Oda cewa cewa di resha samping di, an dia lepa kahsa di resha sepah luar ta. Sedang ku cewa cewa di sepah zene, di ni ni dia le kahsa da pada. Sedang kahsa saya di rangun ni jup dia kan cina luar pah da pada ni gaya ini kumpulan rezeki siapa lah tu.
Kalau dah buat kahsa, di ni kah dia yang kah?
Le Rangun, Juba, Le Pa Tapa, Niga Reshas, or that. Then he numbers about Jigur, Gansa, can they do Cheva Chet, Pumbo, and Lavada, Jesu, Gansa, Remusapa, Carson, Mishin, the Pumbo, Merda, so they Gansa, or when you were Chua, do a Giawaching amount of water. Sina Danganjuki, Giawan Pumbo, didn't answer Remindo. Mebanzada, Sheva Rapa, but to get the one shed and deserve Gansa Remindo. That who says he in the da. Giovanamale, Dadin Maon, Dadin Ma, Chimkiwa Chimon Drohan, and Nazu Dipachina, and Yewal Kowal, Giwaling Drohan, and the Yahoojina, Sanje Salia Drohan, Sujas, Yi number Shiba de Shas. She's a Yi number Shiba do, then cause the Dinegor then, cause the part, Shimjuji, or Dirishas and Chitungorda, Sendibul Mason, Ditons, or that, Digasa Resha, Gasa Dirishada, Gasa Mazuki. Tunganyungore, Kiawang Amayore, Chimal Dugore, Sanyesal Dugore, Sekansa, that Yisha, Slavin. Chesa, Kwanzugi, Tambo, Zichin, Yi number Shua, Ni, Delia Gansa, Lupa Tapa, Chesa, Gansa said, Lupa Tapa, Koron, Wene, Yudi, but Nigati, Niso Chadiris, Chesa, Dinichila, and Nisores, Chesa, Dininza, and Rapa Lu Tapa, Maimba, Koron, Wene, to Tio, Yomares, Chesa, and the Koron to get Rangun to Bada, Lupa, Tapa, Niga, Yimbi, Kimsen Rochi, Chevarochine, Denisil, Le Gorda.
When the Svatantika Madhyamakas, when they, so the lower division of the middle way school, when they investigate the self, looking for the self, looking for the person, they investigate in the aggregates, as we've heard the meditation many times, and they can't find in, the self in the body aggregate, the physical aggregate, and start to look in the mental aggregates. And in the coarse levels of consciousness, or the individual minds, they don't find a self. So this is all very similar to the meditation we've heard presented many times. But when they, in their investigation, they analyze down to the subtlest mind, the continuum that goes from life to life, the continuum that went from our previous stream of lives to this present life and will continue eventually to Buddhahood. That subtle mind, that continuum that goes from life to life, that, they say, that is the person. And it's onto this person, it's onto this subtle consciousness, person is imputed. And so here you have two things coming together. This subtle consciousness that exists from its own side, that exists, and their mind imputes self onto it. And that makes the self. So those two criteria need to be fulfilled. So they say that this subtle consciousness that goes from life to life exists, and self is imputed onto this, or person is imputed onto this. And this then is what they find when they investigate looking for the self. So they find something, and this is what they find.
Mm-hmm. 去他们就怕都被打垮了嘛，都被怎么那个嘛嘞？他天气比较冷，去他们就怕绿怕都被怕打垮，怎么都让我们的住的要嘛嘞？怎么那边都让我们的住的要嘛嘞？你个你让几百个是都被怕打垮的，让我们的住的你个要的来着哇？他天气比较冷，都被怕打垮，讲讲的嘛都让我们的住的要嘛嘞？像那边的让我们的住谁的要嘛嘞？都被怕打垮讲讲的说了，打垮怎么去的？
所以 Prasangika says, we've heard before that all phenomena without exception are not established from their own side. So that's the difference. Not established from their own side, but are merely imputed by mind. So here they use this term merely, or a synonym would be just imputed by mind, only imputed by mind. So here, these two differences between the Prasangika and the Svatantika is that the Prasangika say nothing is established from its own side. Phenomena are rather merely imputed or only imputed by mind.
ta 안디가네 라바 코롱원이 내 나이 넘버 10 받은 거 아직 믿고 왔어.
其实那第二嘛，其实我们叫我们阿妈当大大的，我们被那不是，可能接不起呢。第一的那不是被第一的那阿的也没多少，他听就不行。So Prasangika, so they hold that all phenomena are merely imputed by mind; they are not established from their own side. When they engage in the investigation for the self to see whether the self exists or not, the first step is to see how the self appears to the mind, and then investigate and seek it out and see if it exists in the way that it appears. And the first place they would look is in the physical aggregate, and not finding it there, they'd move to the mental aggregates. So this a mode of analysis or way of investigating thus far is exactly the same between the Svatantika and the Prasangika. Where the difference comes is as the yogi is investigating at subtler and subtler consciousnesses, not finding the I, not finding the truly existent I, and coming down then to the subtlest level of consciousness, this consciousness that goes from lifetime to lifetime. This is where the difference comes, in that Svatantika says, well, there was an I in the past, I in the present, there will be an I in the future, and therefore, and it's this consciousness, this continuum going from life to life, so this exists. And it's this that is onto which self or person is imputed. And this consciousness, this continuum that goes from life to life, this doesn't change. Self in the past, present, future, always there's a self. So therefore, it doesn't change. And this is the self. So they find something that exists from its own side, and mind imputes onto it person, self. Prasangika say, or the Prasangika meditator will not come to that conclusion. The Prasangika meditator, at this point of divergence between the two meditators, they will, when investigating or analyzing that subtle consciousness, this continuum, they would say, sure, in the past there was a self, but that self doesn't exist now. There was the self of the past. The self of the future, sure, there'll be a self of the future, or self in the future, but that self in the future is yet to come. So I can't be the self of the past because I'm here in the present. I can't be the self of the future because I'm here in the present. And when they look then at this continuum and say, so is the self of the present existent, existing, exist from the side of this continuum, the self of the present, again they say it cannot be found. Again they say it cannot be found, because even this continuum in the present moment can be divided into moments of past and future. No matter how subtle one goes, one can always divide further and further into a past and future moment, and therefore no self of the present can be found that exists within this continuum. So for the Prasangika then, just to repeat this one last bit there, when they're investigating, looking for the self, and they come down to the subtle consciousness that goes from life to life, they say that when sitting here as a meditator, there is a sense of self, But one cannot find that with that sense of self. It cannot be found within this continuum of consciousness, because one cannot find a present moment. Each moment one looks at, one can divide, and that just past moments of consciousness, well, that if that self that was imputed onto that is past, and likewise with the very next moment of self, of consciousness, sorry, that is still to come. So one cannot say that is the self. So one cannot find a present moment of consciousness upon which an existent self can be imputed. So that is a key difference between the Svatantika and the Prasangika. What they do, though, agree on here, is they agree on many things, and they agree on that the subtle mental consciousness, the continuum going from life to life, that it is onto this that the person or the self is imputed. So they accept imputation by mind, they accept the self is imputed by mind, and they accept it being imputed onto the same thing, the subtle mental consciousness. The difference is, the Svatantika say, this consciousness that the self is imputed onto by mind exists, and because it exists, it can be the self is, can be imputed onto it. It exists, this consciousness exists from its own side, and therefore the self can be imputed onto it. Prasangika say this consciousness does not exist. There's the first difference. This consciousness does not exist from its own side. Yeah? So that's the first difference. The one says it exists from its own side, the other says it does not exist from its own side. And then the second difference is Prasangika say the self is merely imputed by mind onto this consciousness, or it's only imputed. So this term only or merely, only the Prasangika use, the Svatantika don't. The Svatantika talk about imputed by mind as opposed to merely imputed by mind.
Dela demba dhuba lagire, rangsingi dhuba lagire, rangi tsingi dhuba lagire, chikbares. Chisang, chue thamji kane shina, rangu ngonyo dhubi tongpa dhila, tongpe tongpa dhila, tongyi lagire es. Chue ki dhamiya lagire, tongyi lagire es. Chue thamji rangsingi dhubi tongpe ki tongyi dhubi lo dhila, tongyi dhubi lo lagire es. Di dhubi lo di, di gomba le tene, ane ngana zuki dhiba pangche ne, dhiba pangche, sangyo goma thaya le, dhiba pangya le ya.
So the final view then of the Prasangika is that no phenomena exist from their own side. No phenomena exist inherently. No phenomenon exists truly. There's no difference between exist according to the Prasangika. There's no difference between existing from their own side or in existing inherently or existing truly. These mean the same thing, say the Prasangika or assert the Prasangika. And the mind that realizes that phenomena do not exist in this way, that phenomena are empty of existing in this way, this mind is the mind realizing emptiness, the wisdom realizing emptiness. And this is a wisdom realizing selflessness of phenomena. And this wisdom is the actual antidote, the only direct antidote to our suffering, the only direct antidote to the root cause of our afflictions. And this, Mukunda, this is the ultimate view of the Prasangika.
Some
One of these two key differences that we've heard about is that when the two meditators, one who accepts the Svatantika view and one who accepts the Prasangika view, meditate on the subtle consciousness that goes from life to life looking for the self, the Svatantika asserts that that subtle consciousness exists. Prasangika says, no, it doesn't, because it can be further subdivided. So what do the Svatantika say about this Prasangika view? Because it's not unknown to them, they would have come across it. They do not accept the Prasangika view because they say if the subtle consciousness does not exist, if it cannot be found, then it does not exist. If it cannot be found, it doesn't exist. If it doesn't exist, there can be no karma. There can be, and if there's no karma, then there's no point in accumulating merit. There's no point in engaging in purification, because these things would not exist. And if there's no karma, well, there's no cause to be reborn. Even if one performs negative deeds, that would not have the potential to lead to rebirth in the lower realms. Or virtue would not have the potential to lead to rebirth in the happy migrations. And moreover, if the subtle consciousness cannot be found to exist at all, then there could, due to there being no karma, could be no purification and development. So therefore, no liberation would be possible. No omniscient state would be possible. And therefore, they see that Prasangika view as being a nihilistic view, where they're denying the existence of things that exist. So the argument would be the Svatantika saying to the Prasangika view holder, you are nihilists, you abandon everything.
Desu chasang bine chere mawadan do deba khuran chigi chwe tamche denpa dhubari sayada sem tam khuran chwe tamche denpa dhubari aslaya digeta an chigi umma tenju pe sunya dan desu chasang kundu ye khuran do nalaya kundu goro wadene chere mawadan do deba da sem tam badi do deba digi chiro dundu dhu kasa wara denpa dhubari dadu dhubari sayada denpa dhubari yore sayada do laya kundu goro and the same thing, Chiru Dundu Madubare, Sayana, and Mobotiki, Shawana, Yuri Dimba Dubare, Say Dolia Kuntu Shigoro. That hinge about the Tizugine, the Nigi Dolia Kuntu Shigoro. It's not Donalia Gabriel Chetamji Dimba Dubare Sumure, Chetamji Chiru Dundu Dubare Sumure, Chetamji Rashin, Dubare Sumure, then Donal Gabriel Chetamji Rashin, Madubare Sumure, Chiru Dundu Madubare Sumure, two Sine Antic.
So these different tenet positions, those who assert or accept a particular tenet, they do so on the basis of their own study and analysis, and moreover they do so on the basis of the Buddha's teachings. So all these tenets were taught by the Buddha, all these philosophical schools were taught by the Buddha. So when the Vaibhashikas say phenomena exist truly, they're not just making this up. It's not their own particular view they're holding to. They will point to sutras. They'll point to teachings from Buddha Shakyamuni where he taught that phenomena are truly existent. Likewise with the Chittimajans, who assert that phenomena are not externally established. This is something that they would point to different sutras from the Buddha and say, here, the Buddha taught it. This is the final view of the Buddha. And likewise with the Svatantika Madhyamikas, who say that phenomena are not truly existent but are inherently existent, there's a basis in the sutras for these. As well with the view of the Prasangika, that phenomena are not really existent and not inherently existent, but merely imputed by mind. So all of these varying tenets were taught by Buddha Shakyamuni, and therefore their view holders have a basis for their views of their own study and reflection based on the teachings of the Buddha.
Michigle Gansa Duja Chiglia and Chasan and Dema Dubare Sayadan, Dema Madubare Sayadan, Chirudun Dubare, Chirudun Madubare, Sun Rivers, Dinemar, Sunsa Gansa Kahar, Dine, Sunsa Pene, Sunsa Chirud, Chirud, Dame, Betonu Corsera, Hako Masukin de Yilia, and Dame Bekor, and Dema Dubare Sun. Dineam Chicky, Chiru Dunduba, Ya Chiru Dundu, Maduba Hago, Tugache, Deneji, Denigit Holiane, Rashi Maduba to get a Hago Matu and Dilla, Denichir Dundu Madubares, Rashi Dubares. Deneji Dilla Durs Gashaha,
Mama Yankachik.
Chiru Dundu Maduba, Rashi and Dubahago Matuken. That Chiru Dundu Maduba Durs Dilla report Sava Yukan Dilla, Chiru Dundu Maduba in El Dema Dubares.那地里就是像日本解切文，你不切，但乌马让你不提个了呀。或者切那些人性主把的，人家点不住表嘛的是把些。但他们他们也讨觉得了，听就不了，切他们这人性嘛主把的说，现在松散的干啥干啥吃的了吧？但俺这都是大文的，都是老人的开心的，低松下开心的低松下，干干的那是没过头没个，人家吃不了了吧？
Certainly, in terms of view, he taught differing views, views which appear contradictory. However, he didn't teach all these views at the same time. He didn't, in a single teaching, teach that phenomena are truly existent, phenomena are not truly existent, etc. He didn't give this such a teaching at a single time to a single audience. Rather, different times, different places, he taught these differing philosophical views. So, to a particular audience to whom it would be most beneficial, the Buddha taught that phenomena are truly existent. They are externally established. And this would have been part of what later was grouped together as the Vaibhashika and Svatantika view. And to others, he taught that phenomena are not externally established, but are truly existent. And so that would have been to a different audience, and that would have been part of the Chittimajan view. And then to a differing audience, to those he would have taught that phenomena are not truly existent, but are inherently existent. And that would have later formed the Svatantika view. And then to those others, where he saw they were ready to hear that phenomena are neither truly existent nor inherently existent, he taught what later would be called the Prasangika view. So the Buddha did teach these differing tenets, but in accordance with the individual dispositions and inclinations of the beings before him. So at different times and places, what was most appropriate to that audience, he taught. So therefore, one needs to come to understand the Buddha Dharma well. Otherwise, one is in danger of falling into some confusion when one comes across really quite different views.
Then 다상 요즘엔 디기 직디네 막 보시드데 직 제라마와나 되바 샘쌤베 되바 안에 지게 란지 우마란지 되바 튕유르 되바 되네 다른데 직 제세야 다 가제 말해세야 다 직 따위기 남샤 빠마고 직 자심부에 사보 되네 송요도 까불라 대세야 로전 제요디 직 태좀라 이게 직 가리나 가리나 다 상 요즘엔 디게 따와 타도 공바 타도 가리나 삼체 태좀라 이게 되네 코 따오 공바디 니에 마토체 Takta sangi jumlen di kumbha tata ha mokwa che. Dene ki pe semli ya pe chikka nga aru shi. Mangu chung sunga se wala dagi. Dene tangbo di wa lochong che da dene ki tu che. Dene ki chik tokwa sa da tika dawa tatu sangi jumlen di ki da. Dungwe ne dawa tatu kari na sa. Di sa di sun shi kari di na san pe ki. Tesum sa. Tesum di che de dene. Dwanda di nyingpo di haku ma to di. Ade.
Looking at our verse again, the first two lines, at that time I studied numerous texts of our own and other schools of thought. So here we've now been hearing in the previous few segments how vastly Jerome Pichet studied, coming to understand the varying views, varying philosophical views that the Buddha had taught. But then, as we continue in the text, an ever-growing net of doubts tormented my anguished mind. So, studying this wide array of teachings of the Buddha, then doubts arose with him, because in some places, the Buddha was saying that phenomena are externally established, in other cases, not, he says it's not. Sometimes, in some cases, he says phenomena are truly existent, in others, he says they are not. So, this led to many doubts arising in his mind, and not just a mere doubt of, oh, I wonder what's going on, but he was quite anguished by or tormented by these contradictions. So here we have in the last two lines, an ever-growing net of doubts tormented my anguished mind.
Oh. Denigi nam toqwa se tesum je dina hamogo denigi semlia anjik denigi chungdu ane
What's important here is that when Jerome Pichet was, perhaps we can express it as being having these frustrations at struggling despite his intense efforts to come to understand the final intent or the final meaning of the Buddha's teachings, he didn't put this aside and say, oh, this is just too much for me, this is really difficult, this is just too much. Rather, it led to his an ever greater strength of mind arising within him, a strong sense of courage that he will persevere to overcome this lack of understanding and come to understand the final intent of the Buddha. And in order to do so then, he engaged in vast acts of accumulating of virtue, accompanying with purifying of negativities, and all in the context of making supplications to his Lama. So this is how his these resulting strength of mind led to him engaging in these activities in order to overcome these doubts, in order to come to understand the final intent of the Buddha.
Na donda na handi ki jerum chigi ngano to ya labje karan nang gore labna donda di sung gore la jerum chigi ngano to labje nang gore labje karan nang gore sene deni ki ngano to ki chigi sangye ngano to chasan tarba toya dan tarba dan tamje ki bi koba togu kowa le zhu gu gore chasan kowa le zhu yi tab ane lam di sangye jumne di yu sung xia yore es chasan sung xia di kabla ngano to ya tuesam gomsum chile nyamnen chigore es 다 tuesam gomsam jedi kabla ya ane chige 雄 And Dinashi, and Chikshung, Dumda, then has been that Uma Tabachim Shinyamne Chigis, Uma Bishumura, the Chilop Jaji, Shanda de Gelia, Shung, the Majavaina, and Uma Bishum de Yakoshin Tumares, Chesna, the Ninza, Shung Shanda de Getau, what is, and then Shung, as Yung Chick Dajit, Bishik Dajan, D degree, some Jamadiovachi, Shung Mangu Dau, Bishi Mangu Loko, Loko, Chini, Kodon Dadigi, Hago to Yere Keva Yore, Chisna, then a Shung Chick Dadi degree, some Shung Chorevas, or that Chorevas, and that degree, some Majavache, Chicho, Chasalia, and Janko Reser, Chasalia. And that Digi, or that thing I'm saying, or that thing I know Digi Chancer. That degree of some Jetina member, Jet, could Moody share, and then would turn to Kiacha and Moody Chamkores. She's not Gangele, Jerome Jacarusun was in Shung Mongo, Nale, Shung Mongolia, Shung Chirang, Lao, Major, Shung Mongo, Malo, Shimjuce, and the Tarjik Ni Mimbacha, Tarjik, other Tarjik Law, Tarjik Mimbacha, Yane, Yangdo, Shimju Mongoce, what is? And then Dunda Susunali, Dunda, Magic, the Tabachim Church against the Jerama or the Dodia, some digital Dago Maris and Dinegi, Mambache, and Garachev and the Dunda Susu, Junkar and the Chasambash, Guish, Yamnoche, Jehoras. Dinejevena, Susugi, Yamlinjig, Shunguinetti, that Dunda wanted the Sabo Hako to rest, the Dineza, Shunya, and the Lobjan Chidukamia, and Shung Mambo. だね、ちょ、ちょれめばしゅん茶さんばしやだ。まずきりびやめちゃねんな。ちおがんじるばれ、にみびしたごまれ、さじゃけ。けじゅべしろまれ、さてね、めんばちゃんのじ。がちさんとね、しゅん茶さんやどうしね、こんびじ。あれ、ろ。どうしね、ちゃんごれ。それだかんじれ、ちるみちゃんずりや。ね、ちるみちころんどうすじゅんそうせやで。ま、だんずるらぶじねんごれ。ちさ、にねでねし茶さんまだはいな。 あの、現地で考えちぎりです。ちょっとごとんじ。でね、マシンとかぶれなさ。お、だが新民の手、4、3、4、3、3、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4、4 yese andi sun gor da majele
All these verses were composed by Jerome Fichet in order to benefit his students. So here the advice that he's imparting to us, his students in this verse, is that in order to attain liberation from suffering, in order to bring an end to all our own torments and anguish, Buddha Shakyamuni taught the complete and unmistaken path to liberation and enlightenment. And in order for us to cultivate those paths within ourselves, we have to receive many teachings, reflect on them, and meditate on them. And the way to do this, though, is not just to rely on one text, because if we do, we will not come to understand the profundity of the Buddha Dharma. Our understanding of the Buddha Dharma will be superficial. Rather, what we need to do is rely on a vast array of texts. And in this process of studying a variety of texts, we shouldn't limit ourselves. We shouldn't have the thought of, I see myself as a Mahayana Dharma practitioner, therefore I see myself as a holder of the Prasangika view, or aspire to be a holder of the Prasangika view, so therefore I'm only going to study the Prasangika view. This would be an error. If one were to do this, even if one were to read many texts on the Prasangika view, certainly one would gain some understanding. But one's understanding will remain limited. Rather, one needs to study all the tenets so as to develop oneself, develop one's understanding, and in that way one will come to understand the subtler views in a more profound manner. So here the one point then is to study an array of texts or receive many teachings, but not limiting ourselves to one particular view. Similarly, not to in terms of one's self-identification, that I am, for example, a practitioner of the Geluk tradition, so therefore I only need to receive teachings in the Geluk tradition or read texts in the Geluk tradition. One can and should read broadly and come to understand, and in this way come to understand more. So one shouldn't limit oneself through a sectarian attitude. This is important, not to push others aside thinking that I am seeing oneself in a particular way. Then the second point to needing to study broadly or receive a broad array of teachings and then reflect and meditate on them is that in order to transform our mind, in order to overcome countless lifetimes of wrong ways of thinking, one will certainly encounter many obstacles on the path. It will be difficult to understand topics. It will be difficult to transform our minds. Success will not come as quickly as we desire. And in this context, the second point Jerry Rinpoche is making to us is we need to then transform these difficulties, seeing them as being expected, not surprising, and something that we can and need to transform on the path. And if we have such an attitude of that where we persevere in our endeavors, and we do so with the mind on the goal that we want to achieve, that leads to joy being conjoined with our perseverance, we will then never succumb to our obstacles, but rather continuously make efforts, maybe being skillful as we go along, but not giving up. And in this way then, we'll come not just to gain great knowledge, but gain experience of that knowledge through this process of studying and reflecting and meditating. And the final point to add to the second point of developing an attitude of choice perseverance is that when one does encounter obstacles, not to see them as surprising and frustrating, but accept this as par for the course, and then deal with them, so turning one's mind to one's Lama, to the Buddha, and make supplications to them. And then, with this mind of faith, engage in acts of accumulation and purification, and then return to one's study and reflection.
Yahushin Tukuri, and Maubana, Shanle, and Chiavene, and Chasanti Guyu, Shayu, and Pantoche, Tukuri, Morva, Madoyaji, Indian Chesia, Chasan Sangu, and Diasungo Marin, go up Yobat and Tunjin, go up Chasan Sandu and Dodia, then you get Majabaina, and then you go Majang, Changu Res, and Jeremy Corain, Edine. Lama Chitun Jambe, Yanta Jesuya, so hot up, then the Lame Gajin Latin and Jigger Jalu Choni, some shape, Jung Chasada, and a jig, Jumta Susuki, and Chasaya, to Saint Jama in Sungo Rada.
So we need to study broadly, as broadly as possible, it's coming to understand well the varying philosophical tenets. And so, having heard that, though, one has to, of course, bear in mind that there's a vast variety of opportunities that beings encounter, as well as the difference in terms of the favorableness of their circumstances. So, therefore, not everyone can study the vast array of the Buddha's teachings in great detail, but. So those who have the opportunity and the favorable circumstances to do so, it would be a great loss for them not to take that opportunity. For those who don't have that opportunity, they should have an aspiration to accumulate the causes so that in the future they do have such opportunities, and to do so, that right now, whatever opportunities they do come their way, perhaps to study a smaller text, for example, to take those opportunities, so that whatever opportunities do come one's way, one does take those, and hold to the aspiration to have more such opportunities, to eventually be able to study the whole array of the Buddha Dharma, coming to gain ever more profound realization of them. And furthermore, a second aspiration to have in mind is that whatever teachings one is receiving, to receive them, to train in them, so that one can spiritually develop, in order to, in the future, be able to share one's knowledge and experience with others. So right now one is training and developing spiritually, but you always have the understanding that one is doing so that one can share the unmistaken and complete path of the Buddha Dharma with others in the future. So what you've heard again tonight is how Jai Rinpoche himself trained. When we read his biographies, we see that he made extensive efforts, studied broadly, and when he encountered problems, he transformed those on the paths, and transformed those in his mind, and transformed them into the path by making supplications to his Lama Manjushri, engaging in accumulation and purification, and then continuing with joy, he persevered. So that's the example that he set for us, and the example in our own lives to follow. My request to everyone tonight then is to repeatedly generate the motivation that all sentient beings, being the same as myself, desperate to be freed from trouble and difficulty, wanting to experience lasting happiness, I take this as my responsibility to ensure that all beings do develop the paths to liberation within themselves. And in order to fulfill this responsibility, I will strive wholeheartedly to become a Buddha for their sake. In this way, one generates the mind of bodhicitta, and then in conjoining with that, or in addition to that rather, meditates on dependent arising, so that one meditates on birth, bodhicitta, and emptiness. And then in addition to this, make aspiration that in our future lives, where we come to have the opportunity to study the Buddha Dharma in profound detail, come to understand all the philosophical views in an unmistaken way, in order to aid our progression to the state of enlightenment for the sake of others. So this is a prayer that I request that you make.
Okay.
So we'll finish here for tonight then, and continue tomorrow. Thank you.